The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Today is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Janae's Uniform Center, Marco's Pizza, The Shoe Depot, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Good day, everyone. Good day, good day. This is Guardian Radio Today, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Here in Nassau, Bahamas, you've just been tuned into news, and you heard from C.A. Newry. I heard him making an attempt to be a comedian, telling his dirty joke of a horse jumping over the fence and landing in a puddle. Well, we wish him well in his comic career, and for all of you other comedians out there, I do pray that as the sun continues to shine on our Bahama land, that you continue to make others laugh. Because, you know, every now and then we turn on the radio and we hear things that we don't really like to hear about. And sometimes it only takes just a laugh, a comic relief to just reset the stage. And like we used to say back in the day, everything cool, you know, everything cool. Well, we're going to have a good show today. I know the traffic is very, very thick out there. And so I want you to continue to drive safely. Just be courteous to the other drivers on the road. And, you know, anytime you have somewhere to be, you know, there's always those slow drivers. I don't know where they come from at 12 o'clock. I thought Bahamian people would be hungry at 12 o'clock, hurry to get their lunch. But some people probably pondering, what am I going to eat today? Let me see. And so I don't know. I tend to know what I want to eat from the time you see 10, 11 o'clock. I know what I want for lunch. And I'm so thankful today that you know what you want for lunch. You want to listen to Guardian Today for lunch. And you know I'm going to bring a meal to you. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be scrumptious. It's going to be delicious. And I just want to throw those numbers out there really, really quickly to you. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. And I haven't even started the show yet, and someone is calling in. What is this? Should I take that call already? Let's see what this caller has to say. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, God, what's up?
I'm good.
Yeah, what happened to the revolution?
I don't know. I'm trying to start the show. You woke up with the revolution on your mind?
I just want to know what happened to the revolution.
Well, this is Guardian Today. I can talk Guardian Today, and I'm
trying to... So you can't talk the revolution?
I'm talking Guardian Today.
You can't answer for your boy Howard. What happened to the revolution?
I got to let you go. You don't understand. I'm trying to start something, and you're trying to finish me. I can't have that today. Not today. Today is Thursday, man. When you want to have those types of questions, there is a number you can call, 302-2300, if you want to sponsor a show to find out what happens to revolutions and what happens to other people and you want to get in their business. Give Guardian Radio a call, and you can spend your money, and if they accept your money, then it means you could say what you want to say. If they do not accept your money, then I guess they're not really interested in what you have to say. So that's not my call. I'm not a manager. I'm not executive. I don't own the station. What I have been given is an opportunity to sit here with you today to fill in. The word is fill in. I am the host of Remark, which is a show on Sunday from 5 to 6:30. Every Sunday, 5 to 6:30, that's my business. That's my show. And I'm sitting here today as a courtesy of the Guardian team for the show Guardian Today. Now, Guardian Today can talk about anything in the newspaper that you see there, if you want to discuss that. But, of course, you know I got something juicy for you. So you got to tell me whether you want the juice or you simply just want the vegetable. I don't know which one you want. I know they got something called vegetable juice. Maybe we can mix that up a little bit. But I have concerns. And One of the concerns I have today, you know, I'm joined here by Gabby. You know, she came in here looking like lunch. I got to tell her husband she looked like lunch today. Greet the people quickly, Gabby, and then let's do what we got to do.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. It's always a pleasure to be here, you know, on Guardian 96.9 FM. You know, I love to be in the house where fresh news, smart talk all day is always present, God. So thank
you like
so
that?
Much. I love that. I love that.
That's why you keep coming back?
That's why I keep coming back.
I thought it was me, but mother suck. You, it ain't me, it ain't nobody else around here. It's just that you just like the radio station, period.
God, you ain't gonna stop, you know.
I ain't even stop for what I trying to live. I know I go to many different offices around the country, and the television screen is stuck on Guardian 96.9. I know they listen to what we got to say.
We always have something to say, and the public knows that on this station they're going to be educated, they're going to be informed, and somewhere along the lines the truth prevails on this radio
station. You know, entertainment here, like saying you're any little horsey, dirty horse story.
Of course you're going to be entertained.
That's a clown, eh? But he's made good hot sauce, though. Person called me on the line again. Okay, go ahead, caller. Let me see what you got to say.
God.
Hey.
I normally is calling, right, God?
Uh-huh.
But I call it in the day. Just because, God, you got a beautiful voice and a beautiful young lady in there.
You watching on the live, because the fit is fitting today.
My boy. Look here, boy. Listen, let me tell that story. I can tell you, because I ain't going to talk plenty. I just said I want to say quick. When I have Gabby here, all the fellas call my phone after the show. All, every last one. Mother say, boy, that gal in there, boy, she sound good. Or the ones who watching on the TV, oh, she look good. Right? The women now. Oh, Lord, the women said, no, we ain't want her. We ain't want her. We want Darvin. Now, Darvin is making holes on Sunday. And Darvin has a death in the family, so he won't be joining us until Monday.
But Sunday would get me hooked, God.
Or Sunday would get me hooked. You listen on Sunday last.
I catch peace on Sunday.
You catch peace.
God.
But you sound like either you play numbers or you find this gal, you finally catch her. But you catch peace.
Ma, look here. I say I hook God.
Oh, you hook.
I God. I ain't tuned in yesterday. I ain't tuned in day before yesterday. I tuned in today because she tell me Sunday that she can be here with you today.
Maros, what is this? And then you got the woman them round me out for Darvin and saying when he can reach, and Darvin ain't reaching until Monday.
So if you looking for me to listen to you any further during the week?
Oh Jesus.
You need some estrogen to stay in the building. You're putting it together, God. But so I just called it to let you know that I was looking forward to hearing you all two together. And I looking forward to a good conversation with you all two inside of the day, man. Two of my favorite people on air. What? This could be a grand time today.
Oh, mercy. Well, thank you all so much.
Y'all have a great show, man.
Yeah, you know,
I'm tuned in.
Thank you, man. You know, Gabby is a problem to me because Gabby. Got to understand that my birthday is July 14th. Her husband is July 15th. You can believe that? Now, who come first, the chicken or the egg? Who come first, the old man or the new man?
Depends on what you're
know. Okay, I just want to know. I just want to know. Well, greetings once again to all and sundry. Our Guardian staff, it's always good to be here with you. It's always great to read the newspapers, listen to the commentary, listen to the other talk shows. It's always something interesting. I happen to just simply... I caught a piece of Chivago line yesterday, and he had a good show yesterday. I'm still working. I'm supposed to be on vacation, but I'm still working, doing a little renovation jobs and beekeeping, and of course, I'm sitting here with you today on Guardian today. And so those numbers, again, I'm just going to throw them out quickly so I can jump. Can I just jump into what I want to jump into?
Yeah, this is going to be hard
okay.
today.
323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. Now, Gabby, here's the situation. Mm-hmm. I know I got to start with a little bit of Bible thing, because y'all people love Bible. So let me just start with the Bible. Let me tell you why I do that. I don't want no one to mistake me and crucify me. So I want to let you know the platform from which I begin. It's just a story, but I want you to know about this particular story. This particular story speaks of a man starting in the book of Matthew. I mean, there were prophecies about him before that, but it starts in this book called Matthew. And in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this individual was born in a manger in a stable, and you know, he was a young man like everybody else growing up until he was 12, And then he went to church one day and he was teaching the church leaders. Now, let me start with that first. The 12-year-old was teaching the scribes and the Pharisees and the priest. This young man, 12 years old. That was kind of interesting, right? And then he goes to a party. Like, you young people like to party. And goes to the party and takes the water. And he changes that into the finest of wine. That was what they call the first miracle, right? And there were other miracles after that that he performed, like making the blind see, healing leprosy. He made the lame to walk and the deaf to hear and the dumb to talk. And he never healed stupid people, though. Stupid people just stay stupid. I just want you to understand that. There ain't no healing for stupid people other than education. And I know that Uncle Sarah, he had a show earlier this week with Dr. Dwight Strawn. I mean, not Dwight, sorry. Dwight may be a doctor too, but Ian Strawn is about education. And the only way you can change ignorance is just simple knowledge and education, okay? So we're not calling anybody stupid today. We're just simply saying that all of us, including Garth Minard Roseboro, we always need more education. Yes. And that's why we have this talk show today, Guardian Talk Radio, because why? This allows us to have a dialogue. And I may not necessarily be right. I may not be wrong. But we can talk about these things. And hopefully we can come to an accord. With all the miracles that this gentleman does, he feeds 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves. Whether you believe the story or not, he calms the hurricane, the storm. He walks on water. He does these things. He takes a prostitute and makes her restored with dignity and honor. This is the type of gentleman this was. In so much that when he parades through a street, they said, "Hosanna, Hosanna," and they had the palms, and they were waving the palms, and this here is Hosanna to the King. Weeks after that, he goes ahead and he goes into the temple and realizes that every church is not a church. Some churches are just for making money. Mm-hmm. Let me just say it straight. That's just what it is. Some of y'all ain't safe. Some of y'all ain't saved. Now, see, I say all. I say some of y'all ain't saved. Every preacher is not a real preacher. Because that same book says that there are wolves in what? Sheep clothing. And we got plenty of them. But let me move on from that because that ain't the show. I'm just trying to get to something here. In all of these things that he did miraculously, he did wonderfully well. This is the same man, when he turned those tables over, the chief priest went to the government and told the government, "We got to deal with this man." Now, one of the people who followed him out of the 12 was Judas Iscariot, who went and got his 30 pieces of silver to betray this wonderful man. The same people who he blessed, the same people who he encouraged, the same people who he healed, the same people who he gave example to and gave promises to, were the same people who said, "Crucify him." Mm-hmm. Could I say that? And they put him on the cross, and they crucified him. And you know the rest of the story, how he resurrects and so forth. I'm not trying to evangelize or preach to anybody, but I'm saying that to say this to you, that many times people who do good works in this country either go unrecognized or we crucify them. We crucify the wrong people. And I'm sure we have some good politicians. We have some good preachers. We have some good lawyers. We have some good doctors. We have some good educators. We have many good people, but the system, can I say that word, the system? The system has a way of sometimes turning against such people. Now, when the system turns on you, you need to define for me today, is it possible that you can outpower the system, or does the system always win and overpower you? Let me give you an example in another country. Let's go north, United States of America. Martin Luther King. Does he overpower the system, or does the system overpower him? Malcolm X. Does the system, did I lose my mic? Did the system overpower him, or did he overpower the system? That's what we want to know. Now, let's go to the Bahamas. We have issues in this country. We have issues. We have problems. We've been having problems for a very long time. Extremely long time. The problems that we have that exist are problems of crime, problems of immigration, problems in the education system, problems in social services, problems in national security, problems in tourism, problems in youth and sports, problems in environment. We have problems that never seem to be fully solved. Now, these problems happen, it seems, and you can correct me today, whether the PLP or the FNM is in power. It doesn't matter who's in power. It doesn't matter which governing political organization is in power. We have these same problems. And I listen to Guardian to, Radio. I listen to the commentary. I listen to us how easy we're able to pinpoint the nature of the problems, and we continue to try to discover the solutions. So this is how I think. And you can tell me if I'm thinking okay. If politicians, prime ministers, cabinet ministers, and members of parliament, if they come and they go, but the problem still exists, prime ministers, cabinet ministers, and members of parliament, they come and they go, and the problem still exists. Is the problem truly our representatives, or is our problem the system? Now, when we deem that the problem is a representative, we quickly change them up. We say, you know what? I ain't voting for them no more. They're gone. And then the next person comes along in 5 years' time, and the problem is still there, and they're gone. And we've seen this for over the last 20 years. So what is the staple? What is the stable in all of this that says, as they come and they go, I need to understand today, by way of management, who is the one person or entity that is consistent throughout all of the 20 plus years? Because we're trying to solve a problem, or if we don't want to solve the problem, then we don't need to understand how the system really works. So that's what I want to touch on today. Gabby, you want to say something to what I'm saying today? Am I crazy, or is my philosophy a little bit off balance in terms of trying to discover the solution?
I think what you're doing here right now is giving us a little bit of civic education.
Oh, civic education.
Something that we've been, a lot of us have been lobbying for to be mandated in schools, not an option.
Oh.
But mandated.
We need to mandate this?
It should be mandated. Because when you don't understand the system of governance or what happens in your country at large in general, then you become frustrated even quickly with it. So what a lot of people don't, I don't even know if you know this, but I have a BSc in education. I have a background in education.
You do?
So you was taking me a little bit to the classroom. And I know you gave me a little homework assignment. So as I was preparing my lesson plan, you know, I made my little footnotes.
Oh, you did all that?
And everything, because I want to make sure that we're having an informed discussion, not just on feelings and emotions, but an informed discussion on what presently exists and what we're dealing with. And when we say government, do we understand that governments are successive?
That is a very strong
and continuous
point. Very strong point. And I've heard other parties, third parties, whatever's the name of your party, say that we're going to come in and we're going to change the way things are done in this country. We're going to revolutionize everything. We're going to turn things around. We have so many resources that we can depend on to change this country. And we're going to make sure that everyone in this country is going to get a piece of this pie. And so what I hear when they say that to me, I kind of wonder, do they truly understand this continuance that you speak about, or this successive nature of governance, or do they truly understand the strength of the system that they now are about to want to challenge?
And who's really in charge?
Well, see, this is why I said I don't think they understand.
Who is really in charge? Because oftentimes when we see our representatives out there on the campaign trails, they tell us that they work for us, that they're doing the work for us. But when they get there and they're elected, who is really the boss?
Okay.
Many of them are met with that. Who really holds the keys to the kingdom? And oftentimes, we've seen the stories sometimes play out and spill out into the public. of the minister versus the boss. Who runs the ministry? Who is in charge?
That's a very good question.
Because you were elected here, you were sent here, and someone told you that you're in charge.
That's what you thought when you come in. Let me take this call and see what they're saying. Caller, go ahead.
Good day.
Good day. How are you doing?
Good day to y'all. So they say.
Don't stammer, man. Y'all fellas got me in trouble. The women don't. Anyway, go ahead.
That's what they say. I know.
Go ahead.
You know what I mean? So I just going along with that. But
go ahead.
They all, who's in charge, right?
Mm-hmm.
They also said, what I'm chiming on, and then, you know, it's been a month since your birthday, but from 2 weeks ago, there was an announcement in San Salvador for $53 million to be spent on 40 miles of road and to dredge with the harbor and put some birch in there, right? Have they given us any details on what that's all about? Because they only basically announced from Club Med to Corbin Town and Corbin Town to Sugarloaf, which is about 6-7 miles of road to be paved. Who really should be who's supposed to be in charge, you know, of that? Because 40 miles of road and $53 million, we need to look into that. Remember the 8-mile rock situation?
Isn't that something? We talked about that some time ago. We already forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Ain't that something?
You forget about it.
I got to talk for everybody because I have the mic.
No, the chattering class, don't forget. They call us the chattering class. We don't forget what these things. We have to hold their feet to the fire. So that's something. Remember the glass window bridge?
I'm listening.
And then they try to give some crazy detail, and they have an accountant to us who in charge have an accountant for our $2.5 million what they spent on that so-called, they didn't want to say it was a King Air, and they didn't want to say what it was. They tried to say that they were going to buy a King Air for government workers.
Mm-hmm.
Where that plane is. And then one other thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're saying that, you know, that indictment in New York, they say that some talk coming out about some names calling about some further indictments because that case is supposed to be ongoing. What does Guardian News know on keeping up with that case? Because you all are the media, right?
Well, I appreciate your commentary today. You have some pretty strong points there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we want to get to the bottom of this because at times we do point fingers at a particular government or at a particular individual. Definitely there is somebody who's definitely responsible, not for 5 years, but for the last 20 years. And if you were to take the time to look at their performance, then the question is, what can we do if we can do anything? But I know one thing is certain at the end of this conversation, we're going to have to give some respect to some people because guess what? Like C.B. Moss told my mother, when Volkswagen see big bus come in, Volkswagen parks on the side. Let me take this text here really quickly, Gabby. It says, Garth, you cannot compare Malcolm X and Reverend King to any personalities here in the Bahamas. Those men were real leaders who provided an atmosphere for followership, not mere fellowship. These behemoth men are not leaders, just male men who razzle and dazzle weak people in need of a massa, which is slave derogatory term, with or without a stick. None of these behemoth politicians were or are willing to die for righteousness, country, or even Pete's sake. Just party on. And then I got another quick text, Gabby, that may make you smile. I tell you, causing me trouble. It says, Garth, did you just call Gabby lunch?
Lord.
Laugh
God,
out
don't cause me get in trouble when I come up with you, you know.
Out loud. Hope she ain't got no man, sir.
I have a whole husband.
Laugh out loud.
A whole
well, I didn't tell husband. You I was born on the 14th. This man was born on the 15th. We got to fix this, Gabby. We got to fix this. Listen, folks, man, this is Guardian Talk Radio today, 96.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
X Experience Marco's Pizza. Incredible deals paired with unmatched taste and quality. Order now to take advantage of these limited time offers. This summer, indulge with Marco's. Get two large one-topping pizzas with and choose between a cheesy bread or center squares for just $27.50. Upgrade to chocolate center squares for only $1 more. Or enjoy a large pizza with cheesy bread with a 2-liter soda for $22.50. Don't miss out. Act fast. Order now for carryout or delivery at marcospizzabahamas.com.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Now let me see now, 326 EPIC. Hello, hello, this Epic, Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from around the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. This is Guardian Today, 96.9 FM, right here in Oaks Field. And thank you for joining us today for lunch. And we're having a great discussion today. We're trying to warm it up. We appreciate the calls that we've gotten so far. And you men especially, they have the audacity to say, if I might get in trouble for you for saying these things. But yet they want text and call in and say, they like you. you understand what I'm trying to say?
They just appreciate, you know, the estrogen.
No, they're trying to set
the
somebody
intelligence
up. No, they're trying to set me up.
They appreciate the point of view that I bring to the show, God. That's all.
Oh, boy. I try to keep smart people around me. That's why her and Darwin, I got to stick with them. When I got up this morning, I spoke to another media personality this morning. And Gabby, in light of what we're saying today, they shared a text from the same Bible, from the book of Isaiah 6. And, you know, you read the story 1 to 12. But it's about a king by the name of Uzziah who died. And when he died, the person who wrote said, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Now, they said, until some people made kings, political giants die, their parties die, and our country will not progress to the places God would have the Bahamas to be. That was their response to that scripture this morning. And so I just wanted to read that to you to let you know that some people are so frustrated that they feel like God got to call some of these people home so we could make some progress in this country. So the question now for me once again is, if the politicians come and go and the problem remains, it doesn't matter who it is, then who is responsible? And whoever's responsible, are you saying that we can assist them in changing the system, or they can willingly change the system, or are we saying that God just got to do his job? Caller, you on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
The question, I think, was asked, who's in charge?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you can tackle that? You can tackle that for us today?
Come on, I can tackle that one.
Boy, I'm beginning to like you more and more today. Go ahead. Let me hear this.
Yeah, because there seems to be a automated system here. That's causing us humans to become liabilities to all business establishments, as you can clearly see. And it appears to me that the most profitable extinction that is in human face, right in your face, is this self-select that we are being forced to choose out of this life cycle. I'm talking about humanity. Self, I call it self-euthanasia. If you can look at it, you see the people committing suicide, you see the bills getting high, you see there's really no clear path to wealth, particularly in this country and all around the world. Now, if you go back in time, there were probably in history about 400,000 plantations, right? And then when slavery was abolished, each one of those owners were paid close to something like $1.5 billion in today's currency. That money now, I assume that money is now being used by the IMF to lend countries to keep them further in debt. Because I want to know, most of that IMF money seems to be European. I don't know any African country that has any of that IMF money. All right? So where did they get all that money from, since I could trace 400,000 plantations and $1.5 billion to each one of those plantations? So who is in charge?
Who's in charge?
All right? So when you look at as countries moving through this IMF journey, mind you, they want you to continue to pay, but they don't want you to pay it off. Right? Who's in charge? I think I answered your question for you, man.
But I enjoyed this call. Thank you so much, my brother. Can I take another caller, please? Caller, go ahead.
Hey, God, how are you and your guests? This is your boy, Comedian. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. What's going on?
Radio. I think what we have is a conundrum. That's what we have.
Conundrum.
Go ahead. Listening sounds big.
Let me ask your guest. I like your guest. You don't take no prisoners.
Oh, Moise, my God.
Let me ask your guest a question. In the school curriculum, do we have a subject called common sense?
Unfortunately, that's not listed anywhere in the Ministry of Education's curriculum.
So I listened to these shows all week, and I couldn't get a steady hand until one or two shows, but until today, your shows, I think the last show, the guy, Nori, he started to really bring a little bit of semblance and sense to this thing. But so all of us gone to college, get all these degrees, engineering, doctors, lawyers, and then, you know, it's kind of common sense.
Sometimes it eludes us.
You see the point? You know, they say
knowledge is powerful, but I like to take it a step further and say the application of knowledge is power. So you have a lot of educated, and I use this term loosely, fools running around. They are armed with the knowledge that they need, but they either willfully or unwillfully choose not to use it, not to apply it. And I think that's where the common sense comes in.
I think you're right, and I think that can be, I don't know, one of the other problems, I don't know we're eating up these minutes on these cell, but I don't have much minutes, but I'd like to take that conversation up, because I think that's one of the gist of the whole problem right there. And if you look at our country, you see all these, especially like engineers, city engineers, but I see one car, I see nothing, everything is a prototype, but like I said, that's a deep sister, we'll deal with that another day. Lastly, you know what I think our problem is, and this is what I've been hearing me taught around all week, that's just very disturbing. What I think our problem is with crime, like you say, no leadership, because who leading? England is leading. Because let me ask this other question. Who can tell me, all judges over here, answer this question. Who is the voice of the voice?
You got to tell me, because I don't hang around voice of the voice people. But I hear you. I know what you're saying.
I feel like we left it so open to... We left it open. So who determines the worst of the worst? Because when we've seen in past young men abducted in Grand Bahama, or raped, murdered, buried, when we've seen, is that not the worst of the worst? I mean, throughout our history, I can point to so many things. I mean, even in most recent times, a 72-year-old woman, home broken into, raped and murdered. I mean, what is the worst of the worst? Young Adriel, I mean, we can point to so many instances. What is the worst of the worst. It's left to too much interpretation. Who interprets the worst of the worst? And until we close the gaps on these legal jargons, we're going to always be saying, well, I ain't think this the worst yet.
And until we get to be bringing some smart judge who could determine that, we can always be in this conundrum. You see, every time we talk about independence, we say, no, we give England the right to choose what, but England can't even tell us what is the right, what is the way to the way. So we are in a serious conundrum. Hey, you guys, you have a good day. Yeah, nice talking.
Thank you for making the call. Next call on the line, please. Go ahead.
That's me and God.
You're echoing.
Come to the phone.
You're echoing.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Mom, what's your name now?
Last Gabby. Week? It's Gabby. You can just call me Gabby.
Gabby. How you doing, Mom?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, Mom. God.
Yeah, sir.
Listening to you, right, when you first start, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the system, it almost sounds like you was talking about being blocked out when you have something to offer.
Mm.
Like almost like what they call blackballing.
Mm-hmm.
But before I say something on how you explained with the system just now, right?
Mm-hmm.
How you say it? Don't fight me or just hear me. We so happy to have you. When you have time to come in, I know you got to deal with the bees and you have a lot of things. You say you're still on vacation.
You're correct. Right? I suppose we're on vacation. I'm not taking it just yet. I'm trying.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm working around the clock. But go ahead.
Okay, God. Mm-hmm. I know if you can hear that, we're happy to have you.
Well, thank you.
When you come in, right?
Thank you.
I need you to sound more happy than you sound.
I want to sound happy, but...
I need you to... You remember
Papa,
I said you said...
Papa, let me tell you why I sound so solemn, because I know where I want to take this show.
You lift your voice just now, and that's how I want you to
sound. I'm hoping...
I go by hearing, not seeing.
I know, Papa, but I'm hoping... I hoping y'all don't take me to Golgotha and crucify me.
I don't think they're ready for the conversation, where the conversation is about to go, God.
Well, God, I don't think God... Yeah. Take, you know, like just like with a baby.
Uh-huh.
You take your time...
I'm trying to get the palms. So I know once y'all wave the palms, I know it's coming next, the cross. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to go slow, and I'm going, ladies and church, prayerfully.
Mm-hmm.
You say the cross will come next? Cross
man, it got to come.
It will come. Switch.
The only thing I'm hoping is I can find two thieves, one for the left, one for the right, to get crucified for
the cat of nine tails can come on this one.
That's what I'm trying to find.
Better now. I just need you to sound happier. You want to sound like I'm doing when he calling sometimes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, man, are you well? Everything okay?
All is well.
All is well.
I am happy to be here with you today, Guardian, today, 96.9 FM.
That's it, God.
And it's always great to hear from you.
That's it, God. God, so listen, on the system thing which you was talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
God, I believe we used to blame collectively together, us the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the politicians have some blame to carry on the people who we put in authority.
Some.
But now we're getting somewhere.
Left us collectively together, like we turned the engine, all the money spending and everything for them to allocate and be able to have anything or even to get in there. It's us.
Okay.
We just be determining these things. It's us with our nasty, vindictive, spiteful, petty.
So you're getting somewhere, Papa.
Man.
Who is the us, though? Who is the us, and where are these people deployed? Because we and God want to take this conversation
this
somewhere.
Without using a broad brush, Gabby, without using a broad brush, can I say it this way? The majority of us, too much of us.
Okay.
Too much of us starting.
What I'm gonna do, but
you're getting warm, Papa.
You're getting hot, but call back later in the show as we get hotter, and then I want to see if you sound just a bit more satisfied with my excitement. How about that?
Oh, but you sound great, brother. You sound great now. Sorry to do it that way, but I had to do it.
Hey, I appreciate you, man, all the way from the village, man. Next caller, please. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon, God, and you, yeah.
Good afternoon. Yeah, we're both guests here today, but go ahead.
You know, I'm your co-host, you know, but it's always a good pleasure. It's always a pleasure to talk on radio after the great Papa, you know.
Yeah, Papa's
the one who taught me how to talk on radio, God, believe it or not.
Have mercy.
I couldn't.
Look at that. Succession planning.
You know.
Yeah.
He trained me. Nah. But God, in respect to the previous caller, prior to Papa, who spoke on the death penalty, you know,
mm-hmm.
We know what the voice of the voice are. You know, we know this. But for whatever reason, the legislators, the politicians, don't want to have a death penalty in the Bahamas.
Mm.
I don't know it's because of their actions and their dealings. Maybe some of it may be treasonous, and they don't want to even face that, you know. But so this is why the blood will continue to rise towards the horse's bridle, you know, because you really believed God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be frank. You really believe that they're trying to protect the common man who is doing the killing on the street? You really believe that?
That's a good question.
By not having a death penalty? You really believe they're trying to protect the straggler on the street?
We're trying to get to that, to the bottom of that today. That's exactly,
they're
you're on the right track.
They're trying to protect themselves. And but, we know this.
It's a good question.
Because there's no way, politicians going to parliament cannot describe in law what is the voice of the voice. That's elementary stuff. High school students right now
can describe
to you what is the voice of the voice.
That's a profound observation.
You know, but they don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. These educated politicians don't want to do it.
Well,
you know,
I...
just like our abortion law. I listen to someone, they're talking about the abortion law. What's this? Abortion in the Bahamas is legal or illegal?
It's illegal.
Right? Because they acknowledge that the fetus is a human life.
It's a life.
But if a pregnant woman gets murdered, irrespective of how advanced she is in the pregnancy, you know.
It's two lives.
You know, the unborn child's life does not count.
Mm.
Think about it.
That's something.
It doesn't count. But we have all kind of women in Parliament, all kind of women who want to be in Parliament. But I can't find one woman in public life who is prepared to correct this wrong to protect the unborn fetus. Not one of them. It even ain't an issue to them.
Well, that's a great observation.
You know, so it's so much, it's so much thing, you know. But I would like to see it placed on one of the party's platforms. But the irony about this whole thing is, God, you all guys get up. Who do talk shows? Who do prepare yourselves for talk shows? You all do this thing every day. Every single day, you talk about the socioeconomic issues. We trash them out on how we can improve the country. But you know, as we approach silly season, do you realize that all of these issues will be put to the back burner as we stand up and watch these politicians assemble themselves to do rallies, cracking jokes?
That's why we got to talk about this today. We got to chop this up.
We need to have political live debate, and it's so easy. Guardian Radio can host some. The other radio stations can host some. We have plenty parks in this area, plenty town halls, but there's no way persons vying for the highest elected office in the country should be interviewed, should duck an interview, and be on stage cracking jokes.
I want to talk about that some more.
The listener's getting drunk.
Yeah, I want to talk about that some
it's
more.
It's unacceptable.
Let me take this
it's
one more caller before the break. But, yeah, I appreciate your call, man. That's solid information. Let me take the next caller. Last caller before we go to the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I listened to the callers, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the death penalty, the issue is not what is the voice of the voice in terms of how you believe it to be. Issue is the voice of the voice that is set in law. That's what the previous country keeps saying. You got to set what is the voice of the voice in law. That's all they do. Parliament passed what is the voice of the voice, and the previous country got to abide by it. But we are not doing it. They didn't have it in law. Every country has some form of voice of the voice. Murder one, murder two. Every country, we don't have it. So when you left for interpretation, you were allowed for abuse. Where my son would get the voice of the voice death penalty, and your son would get 30 years because it left for interpretation of how the judge will feel. So put in law, if you kill, like when Mr. Ingram said, if you kill a police officer, judiciary, and so forth, or you kill two people or whatever, then the court have to abide by whatever parliament said. But they're not doing it. That's what the problem is, why you don't have a voice of the voice. We don't have a voice of the voice. We just have what I believe, what you believe, what they don't believe. It ain't a law.
Hey, but I appreciate your call so much. Thank you for the call. Listen, man, you folks are so intelligent. You know, this common sense thing, I'm almost certain that we found it somewhere in our school system. It may not be one of the genres or one of the disciplines, but I'm almost certain that many of us here in the Bahamas, we do have a common sense about ourselves. Let me just say this to you. It takes a whole lot of sense to tune into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you are a smart person, you sensible, you like good talk, you got to tune into Guardian today. We are sitting here with you today. It's a beautiful Thursday. I see your text came in. I am going to read those texts first after the news. But listen, man, keep those radios tuned in. I'm going to miss you for a few minutes. You men, leave Gabby alone. Darwin's going to be back soon. You women, please forgive me. Forgive me. I'm going to have Gabby and Darwin sitting in the same studio. You think I can be all right then?
You should be fine.
Let's go listen to some news and get right back.
When it comes to burgers and flavor, you already know he's the king, and he's the king of crunch, the master of flavor, and he's gonna set your taste buds on fire. I'm talking about the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. No cap on this one. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and a bold chipotle sauce. Can't forget about the fixings that cover that crispy chicken patty. And if you love your beef patties, two flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches. They're bigger, they're better, and bolder than the other guys. But hurry, they're only at Burger King Nassau for a limited time, so try one today.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
She left the party. Have a good time. She looks so hearty, feeling fine. She left a smile, sometimes shifting cold. She'd be laughing.
What a day it is, what a day it is. Thursday here on Guardian Radio 96.9, your new program, Guardian Today. I am in the house today with none other than Gabby. You know, you're trying to get me in trouble with Gabby. I see your phone calls are coming in, but just hold on a minute for me or call right back. Got to give me a little 5-10 minutes. I'm going to fix this thing. I got to fix this because I see y'all starting to go all over the place. And, you know, in Bahamian politics, we tend to sometimes get distracted. We're trying to find who is responsible today for the management of this country. See, the MP come and the MP go. PLP come, FNM come, PLP go, FNM go. Still got the same problems. Huh? How long we been having these same problems? These people work under a system. Who is the steward? Who is the manager of that system? Who protects the system? Who protects the system of the police? National security. Who protects the system of tourism? Who protects the system of works? Who protects the system, huh, of environment? Who protects these systems of health? It ain't the MP. It ain't the cabinet minister. We want to think it's the prime minister, but these people come and go. But it's somebody who been there for 10, 15, 20 years who ain't gone nowhere yet. And
permanently affixed.
Just however the problems stay, they stay. Just how the system stay, they stay. They in charge. They are in charge so much. I use the word they, so some of y'all who don't understand what they is. I try to get deep with y'all again. They.
Colloquialism.
I got to go down to they. They say that we is the problem. But who did who did you hire with your taxpayer dollars to ensure that problems are fixed? Or is it that the system is never to be fixed? Or maybe the person who controls the system doesn't care if it is fixed? And just to allude to something that some of you said, if you have the voice of the voice, who says what is the voice of the voice? Somebody has to be the governor or the person in charge as to give us the definition as to what is the worst of the worst. And if that definition, like Gabby said, is not made clear, then how can you and I oppose? We can complain all we want. We complain PLP. We complain FNM. So let me tell you how that works. Y'all like this Bible, so I always got to use this Bible because all y'all is preachers.
God uses people to take us to church.
The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, going around in circles. A trip that should have taken them 3 days, they take 40 years. You know why? Because they didn't understand that the system is controlled by leaders. But who are the leaders by definition who truly manages the system? That's what you got to find out. Because maybe these leaders understand that their duty is to take you around in circles. I don't know. I just throwing it out there. So let me go ahead and I want to read some of these texts quickly so they don't get away from us. Good afternoon, sir. Please note that any government come to power will not solve our crime or social problems until they get qualified, experienced, and proven people with a track record in the area that need to be fixed. We cannot continue to hire people who do not have a clue on any area they are hired for. Boy, these people could really get tight, boy. Mm. The government cannot and will not solve our problems until the right people are in place.
Ooh.
They had decades of trials and errors. Read, what are they telling me what to do now? They're in charge. They tell me, read my words again. Please note, we have had much emotions, egos, and politics while making decisions to the slowing down or the solving down of the success of our country and people. We have some persons in the Bahamas who can solve our problems, but some leaders in many sectors cannot stand truth and people with the truth and high, what are you still typing, Gabby?
But they sound, they sound like they're on the right path, yeah. Though, God.
Herein may be our problem. I think it was a pretty good text. I'm not going to fight them for that. Let's look at another one. Good afternoon. In order for us to get the worst of the worst, our spineless government has to first make law, which they don't want to do. Therefore, this is why the Privy Council always says it's not the worst of the worst. I think you're going to clear that up. Great show as usual. Raisins in coleslaw is the worst of the worst. I heard Naughty say yesterday, mayonnaise and Kong salad is the waste of the waste. Well, y'all people got some talks, boy. And then someone asked the question, what is common sense? Now, to get us really where we want to go, we were joined with a guest in studio, but before we get to the guest, you know, they say ladies first. I got to let Gabby share with you the little homework that I gave her an hour before the show, and she was so excited. She was like, God, oh my, I got to go. I got to make some calls. I can't wait to share this information. And so, Gabby, the person on the line, I tell you what, call her. Go ahead quickly. You got 30 seconds because we got to get to Gabby. Go ahead, call her. I'm not going to make you wait. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Mr. God.
Yes, sir.
On to your guest.
Yes, sir.
I need more 30 seconds. Now, the problem is, the Privy Council is our last court of appeal. They don't want hanging. You know, it was 2000 when the last hanging was done in the Bahamas. Okay? And so I try to make it shorter. They don't want hanging. And so every time we go to them, remember the last execution, that's when it took place in 2000. We have the Caribbean Court of Appeal. The Bahamas was to use the Privy Council as their last court of appeal. Now, the problem why we keep the Privy Council, because it's alleged that we have a lot of big money matters, millions of dollars, and they have to appeal to the Privy Council. But, and I'll break it down. In other words, we ain't got no hanging long as the Privy Council is involved.
Okay, so what I...
Don't forget, that's our last court of appeal.
So
we have the Caribbean court, and we pay money there.
So...
And we don't trust the Caribbean court. We trust the PV Council.
I like your strengths. I like what you're saying to me, but once again, I got to let Gabby take us to right where we need to go, because you're touching the surface. You're going a little deep, but I won't go a little deeper if that's okay with you. But I do appreciate that call. Gabby, you know, I can't use my nickname for you because, you know, only me and your husband born one day apart, you know. So I know he's good people and you're good people, so
give us a good... I built a tote cross for you.
Yeah, but give us the good news.
I bought the tote cross for you today.
Okay. Oh, you can tote cross for me?
I about to get some weapons because they're coming after me, as okay, the caller ahead. Said. Wait. Because I could just start with the fire.
Go ahead. Go with the fire.
And I could read.
And that ain't F&M. This hellfire. We ain't doing no politics
again. No. This isn't political.
Go ahead.
But I'm going to read this article. These ain't Gabby words.
An article from where?
It's this, and this is from the Tribune business editor. And this article was pulled in 2018.
Wow.
From Thursday, November 29, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, The government's top official has branded key civil servants as extraordinarily weak, with the Bahamas' 40% overstaffed public sector ranking among the Caribbean's worst performers. DZ and Gabby's words. Whom is that government? And the article goes on as they talk about how poorly these public servants are.
Mm.
And they attributed this quote, while this quote is attributed during the time to Cabinet Secretary, who is the highest rank, the second highest.
Who's the second highest?
Civil service rank.
Who's that?
Fact. This was Miss Elise Delancey.
Yeah.
Secretary to the cabinet. Those were her words.
No, Elise Delancey, I grew up with her. That's my big sister.
Was her words.
That's my big sister.
Elise Delancey described them.
She's a smart woman.
Her own people.
This my good friend.
As extraordinarily weak. But this wasn't just backed by what she was saying.
Elise wrote that?
This was as the public sector ranked among our Caribbean counterparts as the worst performers.
What? Elise wrote that.
The worst performers.
Her brother Jeremy.
She agreed.
Her brother Jeremy.
Elise didn't write it. She agreed as the Caribbean came under scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking at all of their public services, and the Bahamas was ranked among the worst.
Oh, mercy, Lord.
And she agreed, quoting, that it is extraordinary, the civil servants are extraordinarily weak.
The civil servants.
The civil servants.
So give me some information on who manages the civil service. You got that ready, or you want to introduce... The bishop sitting over there.
Let's bring our guest into the conversation quickly. Let's give him, because I don't want him to sit too long out of this conversation. So joining us in studio today is none other than Bishop Kermit Agaro. You know, God like these pastors. He's get all preachy and churchy on me. And I know. So I sit in between the exiled bishop and the current bishop.
Dwight Strawn, Hakone, Uncle Sarah, all these fellas bringing in these preachers. I got to bring one in because they didn't fire me. So I got to bring some holiness to me too. I need prayers. But Bishop, go ahead, man. You're joining me today. Today's your day off. You say you want to sit with me today.
Most definitely.
So bless the Bahamian people, man. Quickly, man. Bless them all day.
Lovely, lovely island of the Bahamas. Spirit of the living God is here. We are fighting a day and tooth and nail, that what people say, to keep this country as a Christian nation. And so we are travailing and fasting and praying. And we have other bishops out there and other pastors out there, Glendon Rowe and many others, and so forth and so forth, preaching and doing the work of God, trying to get this country back in the right direction, spiritually, physically, financially, mentally, and structurally.
But you know me. I like the master when he go in the temple and beat them preachers. Mm-hmm. Like, when they ain't doing the right thing, you beat them. Don't be scared to beat them. But Gabby,
I want to clarify something though. The criticism came by Camille Johnson at the time,
Camille
the cabinet
Johnson.
To the secretary.
Uh-huh.
But Elise agreed.
She agreed.
She agreed.
My good friend, boy. Good friend.
So she agreed to those criticisms. So I want to get into these. Who's the permanent secretary?
See, now before you go down that road and open up that book, let me explain to these many people what's going on. All ministries are managed. We can quickly identify the member of parliament because these are the people who we voted for. These are the people that we see. These are people we have expectations of. But these people work for ministries. Mm. These ministries are managed by a particular type individual or title. They have a structure of their own. It doesn't matter if you PLP or FNM. These are the managers of our system.
They are permanent.
So I want to make sure that you understand that when you want a road paved for a ministry of works, that got to go through a system. When you want to talk about tourism arrivals and cruise ships and airlines coming in, that goes through a system. When you want to talk about child protective services, that goes through a system. Urban renewal goes through a system. National security goes through a system. The judicial system is a system. You cannot operate outside of a system. Your natural human body is a system. And if one thing in your system goes awry, the whole body can begin to break down. And so if you can understand the system of governance in our country, you may then learn to understand that I, Garth Roseborough, I am your member of parliament for Bamboo Town. I won't pave the road, but my manager giving me a problem. And I can't get what I need. But I only make an example. Uh-huh. Let me give you another favorite example of mine. I am the MP for Golden Isles where I live. Huh? And I want for Golden Isles. I want environmental protective services. I want people to stop littering on the side of the road down in Adelaide. I want environmental police to be uniform and start giving out fines to people who dump in my area and recognize all the hot spots for dumping garbage in my area and start fining these people. So they can find somewhere else to go dump. Or they'll stop dumping altogether. These things operate within a system. You can write the law, but the system has to address it. But go ahead, Gabby.
But I want to specifically note that the comments were specifically about the top civil servants.
The top.
The top.
We ain't dealing with the bottom people.
We're not dealing with the person. So we're talking about the PS, the undersecretaries, the DPS. Those comments were made about the top civil servants.
These are what we call the untouchables.
The untouchables.
Because if you touch them,
you can't touch them. They're like, protected.
It's like touching the Ark of the Covenant. You touch them, you could drop.
You cannot touch them.
Oh, Jesus.
Because we've seen the repercussions, but I don't want us to scrape because I want us to understand something.
Go ahead.
How these people get there.
Oh,
so
yeah?
Let's talk about the promotion process. So it isn't a matter of competence.
Now, hold on, Gabby. You won't even reach 40 good yet.
It is not a matter of competence. Because, see, now, back in the day, we got to follow this now. Back in your time, God, there wasn't a lot of persons. There wasn't a lot of persons that, you know, were up to the level where we have now. And this isn't a dig at anyone. So now we have, you send your child off to school now and you're telling them, come back, come contribute to the Bahamas. So now you see they're populating, trying to populate the civil service because they want to give back. They genuinely, they've learned all these things. They've experienced all these things, Kermit. And they want to come back and they want to give back. But they are met with the persons who were promoted through the tenure of their service.
I like that.
Not necessarily competence. It's because you've been here for 25 odd years, not because you've continued your education, continued to learn, you're well abreast with the policy, the procedures of governance, or even that you are adamant on pushing forward the legislative agenda of whichever administration. Notice I didn't say government.
All right.
Administration is in that seat, in that chair.
Mm.
So the PS then, who's the top dog in that ministry, is basically the CEO. So think of your MP. So all y'all who out there wanting to run and think you coming to run the show, PSs have shown them long time, you don't run the show. You don't summon me to your office.
Okay.
I am the CEO of this. This is my joint in here.
Okay.
I have a question to drop in there. I've never heard a permanent secretary was terminated.
They can't be. Not unless they've been charged, prosecuted. Prosecuted for something illegal. General orders, which have been around, general orders is actually just a policy document.
So
it's basically advice. It's not, you have to. This is general orders comes underneath. You have the Constitution.
So you're saying to me right now.
And then general orders.
You're saying to me right now, a new government take over. And the new government now got the answer to them?
Yeah, the
So what if they are a broken set of people? What if they are people who has no, is not going the direction of the new government?
But
how would that play?
We've seen previously what happens that administrations tend to shift PSs around. And I want to give you, and I have a document, because see, I don't want the listeners to think I'm talking out of my head.
Right.
So I'm going to read the role of the permanent secretary. And this is taken exactly from the manual. And all ministers are presented with this, the manual of cabinet and ministry procedures. There's a manual on this. So this ain't nothing we make up that the PS runs the show. This is listed, and if you go to page 16 of that document, it specifically outlines, right? And I want to get to that. It specifically outlines the role of the permanent secretary. And I summarized it for you to basically say that they are the CEO for it. They are tasked with the administration, management, regulation. And listen, only the PS could spend government's money. Did you know that? Wow. They are the CFO of their ministry.
Hey.
The minister can't sign no check. They cannot spend no money. Only the PS.
Hold on right there. Let me take my caller really quick. Caller, go ahead, because I got to let this thing cool off a little bit. Go ahead, caller.
Good day.
Yeah.
Gabby.
Hi.
Your husband needs to have your dinner prepared. And the bath water ready when you
Lord, yo, listen. I had some good dinner last night, I can tell you. He made sure his wife is well fed.
Right.
That's why she
can
come on here for y'all today.
you saying it because today made 2 years and 9 months since the permanent secretary to the prime minister told me, and I wrote my letter. They haven't answered yet. The PS. He was transferred from there, I think, to social services. Now, I say that to give your good husband the good instruction to go and take a picture of the park in your area and see what condition that is before 7:44 this evening when the sun goes down. Because when you're talking about the spending of that money, right, the $7 million overspent for beaches and parks, we haven't gotten account for that as yet, right? So beaches and parks, we need to know because, you know, the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Finance, Mr. Simon Wilson,
I don't want to personalize too much now.
Don't call no names
on
here.
Okay, well, so people who...
I know he's a public servant, but I ain't trying to throw no rock.
Okay.
You want to crucify me, you want to take me to Golgotha. That's what you want to do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Permanent secretary in finance authorized $7 million overspent of our money. Now... Hey, let's go back to that. Where is our king here that they said were going to be used for government employees going to the family island that they went into the House of Assembly and authorized $2.5 million? Where is the plane today? What happened to our $2.5 million? Because government employees going to the family island still doesn't use that plane. That was last year when they went in Parliament, right? So I stand all with y'all that, yes, the PM, the PSS run these ministries, and when they come in, they have to basically fall in suit. So let's just keep it right so people can know.
Right, I appreciate the call. We got to take a quick break, folks, but this is Guardian Today right here on Guardian 96.9 FM. The numbers when we come back are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Ireland, 3005720, or you can text us at 422-4796. If you're enjoying the show today, we got Gabby sitting here with you, gentlemen. You women, I know you don't like me. I brought some male testosterone in here.
Love me too.
Kermit Agaro. And I got Rose Power. I'm just sitting here in the middle and just watching the show. We'll be right back.
She loves the model, up in the latest fashion. She's in the scramble, and she moves with passion. She's getting high, trying to fly the sky.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply.
Tell them.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Man to man is so unjust, children.
And we're back. We're jamming with Chris Penniman on the board today. Just taking it easy, trying to get you to slow down just a little bit as we are about to get into the weekend. You know, I always pray that we have peaceful weekends. You young men listening to me today, this is Garth Maynard Roseborough on the microphone. I'm imploring you. I'm begging you. I'm beseeching you as a big, grown, gray man, like Gabby said, from that time. I ain't from this time. I ain't from that time. That means I'm ancient. Just give us a break this weekend, please. We're just asking for a break this weekend to enjoy our families, enjoy our loved ones. We need to mend some broken fences in our communities. Give us some time to heal. That is going to be my plea as we continue to delve into this discussion to find out where the real solution lies or who are the people who are responsible for these solutions. And I think Gabby is well on track. I know you want to call in. I want to just to finish her dialogue there, but Carla, I got to give you some respect. You're making a call. I got you text people on the lines. I want to read some of your texts, but Carla, go ahead quickly, please.
How you doing, God?
Doing well. Don't want to keep you too long, so
no,
I have to let you in.
Just want you understand the CEO part, but just know that any political party, when they get to power, that TF is shuffled sometimes because...
Shuffle, that's correct.
Their job is to guide the policy. When the minister sets that policy and the government sets its policy, that's why sometimes we have red tape and bureaucracy and governance because, you know, those PS are supposed to be impartial. They're supposed to take any side. So some of them, usually if they do, they can clog the process. And that's why...
You believe it's possible for them to remain neutral?
Exactly. Well, sometimes they don't. Let's be honest. They're human.
We all have our preferences.
Especially if, not to say that they might be political, if they don't disagree with the mission of that particular minister.
That's correct.
Why usually when the minister gets in and the party gets in power and they assign a minister, that's why they come there and they usually get a permanent secretary who align with their mission. Mm-hmm. That's why. And that's all it is. And
that's all it is. That's correct.
And signing in checks and whatever, they have to convince them that this program is suitable for this particular ministry and why they need it. And they make a decision on how those monies are disposed.
Well, that's intelligent.
It's just a balance.
I like
it. That's why they're there constitutionally, so that we don't have this level of corruption in society. But it usually we find ways around that, eh?
Yeah.
You know?
I like it.
So she is on. She has a point. But just know they could be replaced. They can't be fired.
They can be shuffled.
They can be shuffled.
They can be shuffled. Yes, they can be shuffled. Thank you so much for your call, man. That's a brilliant call. Go ahead, Gabby.
Thank you so much for your call. You know, how long have we been shuffling the deck, though?
Okay.
How long have we been shuffling the deck and moving one issue to make an issue somewhere else isn't going to solve our problems? As Garth would have opened up the show saying, our problems have been consistent.
Yes.
They've been continuous throughout successive governments, and we hear all of these policy plans, all of these platformative plans, but we're now asking today why we can't see the fruit of these seeds that we're constantly being planted.
Mm-hmm.
We have leaders around the Caribbean saying that amongst them, we have the weakest running our government organizations. And that speaks directly to the top level officials, permanent secretaries, undersecretaries, deputy secretaries. But I want to go to this manual and I want to read what it says. And I'm going to skip to section 7 under permanent secretary that says, permanent secretary is the designation of the public officer responsible to the minister for the organization and control and the work of the ministry. He will submit recommendations to the minister on questions coming within the scope of the responsibility of the minister, ensure the decisions are sent to the proper quarter for execution, to keep minister informed of the progress made in translating such decisions into action.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on now.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with me, y'all. Subsection 8 continues to go on and say, as minister is answerable to parliament for the policies, plans in relation to the matters within his portfolio, the advice given to him must be authoritative.
Mm-hmm.
The permanent secretary must therefore not only exercise the supervision of all work of the minister, but keep himself fully informed about everything affecting that work. But he would not be expected, nor should he elect, to direct professional or technical work. That means, minister, you can't tell no one else other than the permanent secretary what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell any assistant secretary in them offices there to go draft nothing, send nothing, do nothing. They are only to be instructed, as per this document, by the permanent secretary, Kermit. The CEO of that organization.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even release the funds from their budget, lest they want to go to jail.
Let me take this caller real quick. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you
doing? I'm doing good.
Okay. I think it's time to be realistic right now. It's time for some of those permanent secretaries to be retired, if they have reached their ceiling, and give some other persons an opportunity to take that same role. Because all we continue to do every election cycle is just shuffle permanent secretaries back and forward. Have you heard recently in the last 15 to 20 years of any new permanent secretary that was added to the list?
You getting where I want to go, where I want to take you next, caller, as to
Thank
how
you.
They're selected.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the call.
So how is it now? The caller took us straight to the next point.
Wow.
How is it that we get the DPS, the undersecretary, and then the PS? These persons are selected by the PM, that is the prime minister,
mm-hmm.
on the advice of the Public Service Commission. You're following here?
So you got some PLP PSs and some FNM PSs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just asking.
We can
but
say
who's
that.
But who's these people? Who's these people?
To be honest, if we follow the trend,
uh-huh.
and we see how long, because there's only so much promotion you can do, because remember now, the public service is 40% overstaffed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have persons bringing in retirees. We see people, instead of promoting, we bring back retirees. So now when you done send your child off to school, Kermit, and they come back with all this education on international and diplomatic relations, and they're eager, they're hungry now. They've rubbed some shoulders now with some world leaders and have some new experiences and some education that they can bring to truly transform the public service. They're met with socially promoted, inefficient, and these are not my words, these are words from the article published in the Tribune, weak.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, that gives me something. I brought up a project some years ago for Bahamians to be able to build cars, to have manufactured cars in the Bahamas and just have a lot of land for it. And it was just tossed down. And somebody whispered to me concerning about the same thing about PS. And now I'm getting the whole scope of, that means if the PS doesn't see it or doesn't has a visibility or they can't see it in their scope, that means they get kicked to the curve.
Until no one in that ministry moves until they are directed to do so under the purview of that PS.
Okay, but let me read some of these texts here quickly. Good day, Garth. I know you don't believe a third party will be next. Just stick around and see. Garbage tells them the PS means permanent secretary. They could only be, I guess I want to say, retired. And they said, yes, Garth, because of your age, you are the calendar. It's only 31. Well, y'all could help me with that one. this one writes, good afternoon, sir. Please note that any government that comes to power will not solve our crime or social problems until they get qualified, experienced, and proven people with a track record in the area that it needs to be fixed. We cannot continue to hire, hire people who do not have a clue on any area that they are hired for. The government cannot and will not solve our problems until the right people are in place. They had decades of trials and errors. And so that was one that we had read before. And they continue to write. Please note that there are many new young PSs and DPSs promoted in this administration. Gabby, I don't know if you are aware of that, but they're letting us know.
Yeah, the thing about it is, we're not talking about that, right? We're talking about the quality of the candidates.
Yeah.
And being promoted is one thing, but being competent is another.
Well, they say, please note, we have had too much emotions, egos, and politics while making decisions to the solving down of success of our country and people. We have some persons in the Bahamas who can solve our problems, and some leaders in many sectors cannot stand truth. And so that was another one that we had read earlier. There's so many texts in here right now.
Because as I mentioned, the process of that promotion is not on just merit. You've been there long. You was one of us. You up for promotion. We're going to give it to you.
These government leaders we voted for are the problem. We put them in charge to govern, but they're not reinforcing the laws. That's another text, Agaro. You had something to say to that one, Agaro?
To reinforcing the laws?
Yeah.
Boy. Anyway.
you sound frustrated.
Another text is coming in.
And then it says, how do we know that common sense is not thought in, or taught, it's supposed to be taught, it said thought, but taught in the classroom, if we can't define what common sense is. Good afternoon, Garth and Gabby. Gabby likes when you say that, you know, Garth and Gabby. Garth and Gabby. I feel that the death penalty should not be considered because some innocent people may be affected. Well, this is what I'm thinking. I like what you said about these people being placed there through their tenure, mm-hmm. through their years of experience, through their years of coming to work on time and showing a track record.
I didn't
record.
Say all that.
I'm taking it that you can only...
I didn't say all that,
guy. I'm thinking of starting
you're a young person. I don't think you're going to get to the top unless you show some type of loyalty. That's what I'm trying to get at to you.
But what type of loyalty? Blind loyalty?
Loyalty, period, for whatever the system is going to require for the future. So the reason why it seems as if we're continuously having these challenges is because the type of people that rise to the top are the people whom we either have influence with or people who understand, in quote, what the system is. Because it's very clear to me, Gabby, and Kermit Agaro, and the listeners, that we as a people don't fully understand how this system actually works. We are alien to our very own system. Go ahead, Agaro.
Watch this. I'm at a job. I'm not going into all the details, but I'm at a job. They have a manager there who's there for so many more years. And when she hears that I'm a bishop, Kermit Agaro, she tests my intelligence and tries to insult me. Why? Because she doesn't understand that Bishop Kermit Agaro went to university. Bishop Kermit Agaro been to different places. And he understands some things that maybe you might not understand when we talk about the spiritual perspective. And so when we go in a meeting, you shift from the meeting to something spiritual and ask me questions to test my intelligence, where it has nothing to do with ministry. It has to do with the work. So you are trying to deflect and try to see if the bishop on my name is well worth it. But what I'm saying to you, I'm qualified to be a bishop. I'm qualified to stand there, and I'm overqualified to take your position. But you don't understand that because I'm not going to explain to you or exploit anything to you to understand that I'm more intelligent than you. You got your position by the years of being to the company. Okay? I went to school.
And Agaro, that's the fight now.
That's what we're going through.
That young persons are meeting.
Yes.
When they come back from university, you're telling them to come home. You're telling us come home. Right. Come contribute.
And they're boycotting you.
Join the public service. You're eager. You're working. And the second you show any levels of higher intelligence,
saying,
different
they,
thinking,
they on you.
Because
they on you.
Guess what? You ain't copying the paper the same way no more. It's so much different ways to skin a cat. You getting what it took 3, 4, 5 months to do in 2 to 3 weeks.
So
efficiently, effectively, so essentially saving the taxpayers.
And bottom. So when you come
Bishop.
With the idea, they say, oh, you perfect. No, I'm not perfect. I know I'm more intelligent than you, but I ain't showing you that.
Bishop, with all your intelligence, let me tell you how this works. This woman named Gabby on my side, she gets you all emotionally hype up. I don't need you to let this woman lead you now, hypeville.
No, man, that's not fine. I'm a person, I'm liberate-minded, and I'm outspoken, I have nothing to lose.
I see you ready to preach.
Yeah, that's something, you know.
Okay, but what we're saying here today, once again, and I'm not only kidding folks, I'm only jesting with these people here today. They're younger than I am, and we have to give the young people an opportunity, as they're now saying, okay? What I'm saying, Gabby, your generation has to understand the nature of the system. If you understand the people who drive the system, you maybe you can affect who goes and leads the system.
They're holding the country back.
But I want to
hold
you back.
Hold on. Let me finish. I've been to school too. Let me finish. What y'all must do is not complain. See, we complain easily, and the whole Bahamas is complaining. I want you to listen to Garth Maynard Roseboro carefully today, Bahamas. Listen to me very, very carefully. We go in Trojan horse on this. There's no excuse if that generation of PSs were to move off the scene and new PSs are coming, as the text has said, that you should not place yourself to be prepared as a successor of that system. Only then can the system truly change. When you look at the children of Israel, let me go back to that story. Only Joshua and Caleb could make it in. The whole generation had to die first. There's nothing you can do sometimes with the people who are now in place. If you complain, people fall by the wayside. Listen to me very carefully. Gabi is intelligent enough to know that if you sit next to God's rose barrel long enough, we jamming. She, accident. See what I'm saying, my dear? She ain't here just because she like me. She know once she sits with me, she jamming. She know once she married that man, she jamming. A guy we already know, once you go to certain communities, you jamming.
Of course.
We know where of we course. Can grow best. And I'm simply saying to you, you who have the ability to lead this country in a different nation, you don't go around throwing stones. You don't go around complaining. You don't go around pushing out your chest that, you know what, I could do it better than you. You will get nowhere. But if you simply humble, I want to use this word now, humble yourself and place yourself in the position to be exalted to one day become a PS with every intention that as friends here at the University of Bahamas, there's 13 of us. One day we all gonna be the PSs of this country, and then we can change the country. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of patience, but Carla, go ahead and you, let Gabi get loose. I know she will get loose.
I will get loose on you before we go.
Go ahead, Carla.
Carla, save him, please. Save him.
Yes.
Carla, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, God. Good afternoon, Gabi, and good afternoon to the Bishop.
Yes, sir. Pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Before I make my point, I just want to ask the Bishop a quick question. Bishop.
Go ahead.
Since seem to be talking about the civil service and their inadequacies and different things like that, right?
Go ahead.
If a regular citizen felt as if they were not being handled correctly by a certain government agency, right, could they come to the church for help to hold them accountable?
Well, the church has a role to play in it. But the problem is that how the government system design, you cannot go over, even if you have a problem, listen, watch this, even if you have a problem with that supervisor, you still have to write a letter and give it to that supervisor, and that supervisor then got to give it to another supervisor, and then they got to go up. That's how the government system works. So if you have a problem with that particular supervisor, she will never give the letter. Go ahead.
All right, but I mean, but I wasn't talking if you are a government employee. So
okay.
I was talking about if the government was supposed to fulfill a service to individuals who qualify on merit. That's what I'm saying. And suppose the government was stealing someone's idea openly. I mean, could they come to the church?
Yes, we could. Yes,
That's coveting, right?
Yes, sir. That's what the church is there. The church is to hold them accountable. We could get the whole facts about it and talk to certain people. And if they don't, when we go to them, if they don't want to listen, then we could go public with it.
Before you go, sir, like call your name and number, so I can write it off.
Well, give it to the producer. Give it to the producer.
Gabby asked something that was crucial. He was asking who run things. Basically, who run things?
That's it.
And Gabby,
that's it.
The person who writes the laws, who makes the rules, they run things.
Well, there's right? a way. There's a way. There's help on the way, sir.
Full line, like nothing. We got
There's help on the way.
What?
There's help on the way.
Carla, I got to let you go. I got some callers here. I got to guess real quickly.
I'm trying to make my point, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go quickly. You got to go quickly, though. You got other people. Go ahead. You got to go quickly.
Like I say, the people who we elect, Gabby, they are middlemen. They don't write laws. They don't create laws. They only pass on to us with someone else hands to them. So if you want to know who runs things, Gabby, you need to go and find out who it is. Who gave them the law? I mean, the Privy Council, and which goes to the point, too. Because, see, if we didn't write the law of the voice of the voice, we can't define it.
Well, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to do me a favor. Call the producer. I give him a number. Let's chat and let's boogeyman do something. Yeah. Let's make it happen.
You can leave your number for the public suggestion. Okay.
8217-555. 8217-555. 8217-555.
And Bishop...
Kermit Agaro.
Yeah, call back to the board
and get the
number.
Thank you very much.
All right, good. Next caller, please, quickly. Go ahead, caller, quickly. Caller, go ahead, once. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, you got 30 seconds. We got to get out of here. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mr. Goff.
Hey.
You were making pretty much sense when you started earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of my problems is with this nation is we allow too much no influence to come in this country. Mm-hmm. Who went over the schools, right? And they tend to change the system of the country with their new foreign ideas, right? And I don't want to knock any people, consider people woke. You put these people in these government agencies, and they have these new ideas, and they're wondering why the country changing. The country changing, the teachers changing, because you have people being influenced by the outside world forces. I say it's good, I say it's bad, but it's changing because of that. And then that's what you mentioned. No one wants to put someone in responsibility of an organization if they ain't profiting themselves.
I like the call.
Positive or negative.
I like the call. And I look forward to you calling again tomorrow. Gabby, what you got to say?
Listen, I have to read this text, oh God, and then I want to, because this could wrap up my point.
Go ahead quickly.
They show up and keep coming. That's all it takes to stay on the job long enough to get promoted. God is talking foolishness. Who putting up with bad treatment and low pay for a chance to get promoted? No, sir. Go where you have opportunity and can get paid to make a better life. For you and your family. Don't hold my hand.
Hold on, God.
You can go over about me now and give you your time. You done preaching here. You all bishops in the room talking. Right, what y'all talking about are generational curses that need to be broken.
That's right.
If y'all want to get into the spiritual about this.
That's right.
You're telling us to shrink ourselves, to go in these rooms, shrink ourselves
so that
one day we could transform the system instead of identifying the problem, rooting it out, and saying this can no longer exist in this place
Let
anymore.
Me fix this in 30 seconds, and I thank y'all for being here today. Let me fix this for y'all in 30 seconds.
That should be laws.
Let me fix this in 30 seconds. The courage that you have, the strength that you have now just exuded before me, I want you to historically take time. See, you're talking about youthful wisdom. That's youthful wisdom. Let the old man speak to you today. When you come that strong, we find the weakest out of the strong, and we take you out one by one until there's none of you left. There's something called patience, but there's also something called wisdom. That exuberance you have, you got to sacrifice. I could have been a CEO of a company. I got 2 master's degrees. I could have gone and run BP. I could run any corporation around here. But you know what God chose to do? I cut my own grass. I look for bees. I go fishing. I renovate people's bathroom. Because you know what? Ain't nobody could tell God nothing. Now, when the time is right, the God who blesses the just and the unjust and puts the rain on one man's rooftop and on another man's rooftop, no matter whether he be sin or righteous, it doesn't matter if you're on the radio or the TV. Mm-hmm. It don't matter if you're in the hill or the valley.
Okay,
let me tell you what's about to happen. When God is ready to deliver, who will stop Joshua and Caleb from crossing into the promised land? My brothers and sisters, we're on our way. This is
I better go cut grass and do the same thing.
This Guardian Radio.
Please join me on Sunday.
Be gone. Take care.